Some Syrians may not think much of the U.S. right now, but you get a different feeling when you travel to northern Iraq. Very, very different.
When Americans cross into Iraq's Kurdish zone, they are liable to be welcomed, and that is only the beginning. One Kurdish businessman fell in love with an iconic American building, the White House, the President's House.
So this man in northern Iraq is building a replica of that building to serve as his family's house. NPR's Leila Fadel could not help but visit.
There are a lot of American knockoffs here in the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. Burger Queen is Burger King's twin, and instead of Papa John's, people get their pizza at PJ's. The latest knockoff is the White House, care of a middle-aged Kurdish tycoon named Shihab Shihab. The sound of drills, shovels, and hammers fill the air in Dream City in Erbil. This district is filled with ostentatious villas for the rich. Construction workers are finishing up 3 years of work on this replica of America's presidential residence in Washington. But this one is a bit more new money, with Greek marble instead of sandstone making up the facade, complete with the classic columns and the signature triangular portico over the entryway of the White House on Pennsylvania Avenue. Shihab says, "I wanted a house people would talk about. I wanted to create a new landmark that rivals the Citadel. And I think if you have money, you should live in luxury." And Shihab has money. He built the first shopping mall in the Kurdish north. But the similarities to the White House stop as soon as you walk inside. The bathrooms are finished with Italian tiles. 21-karat gold leaf is being applied to the ceiling and columns in the two huge dens, as well as the banisters on the grand staircase. And Shihab plans to put a 9-foot crystal chandelier in the foyer. And one master suite isn't enough for Shihab. He's building two.
How many bedrooms?
10 bedrooms. See, I don't know, it's too much.
It's so big he can't remember. We walk downstairs to the Turkish bath, indoor swimming pool surrounded by intricately designed Turkish tiles, and a gym in dizzying colors. All improvements, he says, on the original White House. Shihab's White House is more than 32,300 square feet. And when it's done, he hopes people talk about it as much as the White House in times of world crises. Like most Iraqi Kurds, he considers America a friend. And he says he dreams that President Obama will visit the Kurdish north.
We say we will invite him to have Erbil kebab and fish.
Maybe he'll walk away with some decorating ideas. Leila Fadel, NPR News, Erbil.